Commission, Secretary Hepler, Tom Kirschman from the Wildlife Division. So in front of you, number 19 in your commission booklet is the Black Hills elk hunting season, in particular the elk raffle license. Again, quickly going back, you know, this was precipitated as a petition that was brought forward to you as the commission to consider, and that request came from Ducks Unlimited, as Mr. Bill Marketin identified yesterday as he gave his public comment during the public hearing. And they brought this forward to you as a petition to add a second elk raffle license to generate funds for wildlife habitat. During your discussion over that petition, you as a commission body decided to adopt that petition, which started the rule promulgation process, which is the proposal that you have in front of you today, which we worked and put out as the public notice for the last 30 days as well. So it's important to understand, and those folks listening on the radio, that this proposal was ultimately generated through the petition process to you, the commissioners. Quickly, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, as we talked about this over the last month and heard a couple of comments and stuff, I can tell you I talked to several people on the phone over the last 3 weeks asking me questions about this particular topic. I would share with you the number one question asked to me was the concern that this was an auction license, and I quickly explained to them that the petition and your proposal is that it's an elk raffle, not an auction. But I think some people, as they quickly skimmed over it, just assumed it was an auction license. So that I just share that with you as a point of interest to you, that that was one of the primary questions. And as you heard through your testimony, there was some individuals in support and some in opposition of this particular proposal as well. If you look at the action sheet, we have two recommendations from proposal that I want to share with you from the department. And number one, in the proposal, it did talk about and state the, as in the petition and your proposal where it talked about the license would only be available in the Black Hills hunting units where and any elk license is allocated. We just wanted to reemphasize that to make sure that that is clearly understood by everyone and for the rules. If you as a commission decide to move forward with this, again, that would exclude Custer State Park. And then secondly, the second recommend change that we wanted to bring forward and discuss a little bit, looking back in time as we as a department and commission went through the process of establishing the Bighorn Sheep auction license, and even looking back farther to the current elk raffle license that's out there, one of the primary points of interest that we typically heard from the public was where are the dollars going that are raised from these particular fundraising events. And for elk, we know that this is a highly coveted license for any sportsman out there that's interested in elk hunting. And so if this proposal goes through, and similar like the current elk raffle license, because it is so highly coveted, people are going to want to know where the license is, how much money was raised from that license, and where and how was it spent. And knowing the history and those conversations we've had in the past, hence why we have number two on the proposal sheet here, that we believe from those discussions in the past that it is imperative that in rule that should you move forward with this, that we specifically have in there that a special account is set up, and that these funds, both what are generated and the funds that are expended, can be tracked and identified through those processes. And again, I say that from the standpoint of our sportsmen, if something like this moves forward, are very, very watchful of this, and they want to know where and how those dollars are being spent and how many dollars. So should you move forward, our recommendation is that we have specific language in there that says that an account should be set up that specifically identifies and tracks these funds for the life that those funds are there, just so that we can share that with you and we can obtain that information and know exactly where and how those funds are being used. I will also say the other note, their bulleted note below number two, as we crafted the rules for LRC to look at this, we did basically take the same format that's in place right now through the rules in the Custer State Park chapter for that current elk raffle license that's out there right now. Made a few of the adjustments that are specific to broader from a wildlife management versus big game and elk as it currently is written. And again, it has all those parameters in there about the need and necessity of the organizations to submit essentially an application to you and the commission to make that determination, who would be selected to have that opportunity to raffle such a license. And it would identify and request that they share with the commission the objectives of the organization, their abilities to raise funds, and their objectives and where and how they've spent funds in the past on habitat-related stuff. So I just wanted to make that known to you as well, that we're basically following the similar format. But again, that would be put in place should you decide to move forward with this. One last piece of information I will share, because I think it'll be a question of interest to you. The current elk raffle license that's out there, where the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has been the recipient of having that opportunity of or raffling that license for the past several years. I went back this morning from the information they shared this past year of net funds that they've generated from their raffle over the last 5 years. And I will tell you, over the last 5 years, the net dollars generated range from just a little under $18,000 to $41,000. And that 1 year where it was about $18,000 was maybe an anomaly. That was down that year for a couple of different reasons. But I would say on average it generates a net revenue of approximately $30,000 a year. So just for your background information of the current elk raffle license, you have those figures. So with that, Mr. Chair, I will turn it over to you and the commissioners for discussion and try to answer any questions you may have.
Commissioner Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Olson here. What criteria will you use to decide if more than one wildlife backed 501c3 makes application to the department to benefit from the raffle? Are you going to have a drawing system within the department to see who is worthy enough to take place in this coveted draw?
Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Olson, so in the draft rules that we have put together right now, again, similar to the other elk raffle license, as I just mentioned a few minutes ago, some of those criteria that we would want the application to present to you as the commission and us as the department would be, what are their qualifications of running such a raffle? How successful have they been? What specifically would they expect these dollars generated to go towards? What kind of projects? And basically, they would have to sell themselves as being the most qualified recipient of such the opportunity to raffle that license. I would assume if we had multiple applications, which I think in this case would most likely happen, we would look at all those specific points, and I think we would probably most likely bring a recommendation to you, but offer you all that information and help, and ultimately you have the decision as to what entity would be the recipient of that raffle license. But those would be some of the main points that we could look at. If it becomes that close and that competitive, we may have to take it even farther and identify specific criteria and parameters that make even more sense than those that would be in rule right now if it were to become that competitive.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Olson again. I think I could be supportive of this. I think the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has done an excellent job setting the bar as far as how habitat dollars are raised in South Dakota and stay in South Dakota to receive one of our elk tags. And again, I would be supportive, and I think that if my fellow commissioners would allow me to amend it so that we would take into consideration some sort of an Olympic average for any entity that wants to participate in this, where we take the past 5-10 years of what REMF has done, throw out the highest, throw out the lowest, keep the median, if you will, as a bar, and say, if you're going to participate in this drawing, you have to hit X, which would be the average of like the last 3 years or whatever. And if they don't get to that dollar number, there is no drawing, and they would have to give back the funds. I think that, you know, I don't want to dilute down the great work that the REMF has done to bring about awareness and to further their cause. You know, I'll go a step further. I'm a member of REMF. I'm a member of Ducks Unlimited, pro pheasants, pheasants forever, started the Lake County chapter for NWTF. I mean, so I'm involved in all those groups and supportive of them. I don't want to see them not have this opportunity, but I also don't want to see the great work that's already been done diminished by somebody that goes out and they only raise $10,000 and they still then are able to get a LTAG in the Black Hills, South Dakota.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Phillips.
Commissioner Phillips here. You know, these Black Hills elk tags, I don't have to tell anybody in this room, are very, very coveted. We have a lot of individuals out there with many, many preference points. And this tag could go to one of those people, one of those people with 17 or 18 points. Excuse me. I also find it a little bit strange that, you know, groups like Ducks Unlimited, which a national, or well, an international organization, is looking at the Black Hills of South Dakota to take one of our coveted elk tags and raffle it off. So I would not be in support of this petition.
Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Sharp here. while I'm not against the idea of this proposal, I agree with Commissioner Olson in that I think we need to create a floor, and whether that's the 3-year average, 5-year average, I think it really needs to be set that if whoever applies for a raffle needs to commit that there'll be $30,000, $40,000, or even $50,000 period coming back in for that elk raffle ticket period, as opposed to giving the money back. If you commit and say we're going to do a raffle and they only raise 30, the organization will have to make up the difference. I think we need to create a floor for that, and then I think there needs to be further work or further thought given to how the money would be spent. Restricted funds along the line of what we're talking about here have a tendency to build up and get dribbled out, and are not spent in a meaningful way, just my experience with other organizations. So I would recommend that we come up with every year, they're one-time money, so you don't want to budget them, but either spend the whole amount or say that, okay, we're going to use 3 years worth of funds to do this one project, but have some real solid parameters on how the money would be spent. So it's meaningful when somebody does apply and get their application approved, because we know we're going to have X amount of dollars coming in at a minimum, and then we also know what project's going to be impacted by the dollars that are raised. So I think some more work needs to be done to more narrowly define where we're going on this. Now, maybe that's not possible under the rules of how we do it, but that's what it would take for me to feel better about this.
Mr. Chairman, if I may address Mr. Sharp's question.
Sure.
Commissioner Sharp, so as the rules are currently for the current elk raffle license that we have drafted for this one as well, should you decide to move forward with this, a couple of components. Number one, a committee is essentially put together by the entity that receives the opportunity to raffle the license, and that committee would also include a couple of department representatives to talk about habitat projects or research projects and such to determine where those dollars would be spent. So we would have the opportunity to be part of that, part of those discussions, so that it would be going to meaningful management activities, if I could call it that. And then also, similar in place in the rules, it does state that the dollars need to be spent within 3 years on identified projects. And if it does not get spent, the funds would then come to the department. The department would use them for management activities as seen appropriate. So hopefully that helps answer a couple of the questions that you just brought up. Good.
Commissioner Peterson.
Yeah, I would be in support of it if we added the amendment that Commissioner Olson suggested.
Any other discussion? Commissioner Boyd.
Commissioner Boyd here. Do you have any sense, or are you even able to formulate an opinion on whether or not having two raffles, you're going to lose people out of Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, or are they two distinct groups, or just simply no way to know?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Boyd, difficult to say for certain what that impact would be, at least from our end. You heard from Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation yesterday their comments about this to you. I would suspect that there's some level of overlap between membership, but what that overlap might be or how many would now buy from only one, not the other, or both in that, I don't even think we could answer that question right now. But so no, I couldn't give you a concrete answer what that potential impact may or may not be.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can we, this is a petition, can we amend a petition? Is that our authority to do?
Mr. Chairman, so again, as this process started as a petition, when you as a commission body adopted the petition, it started and initiated the rule promulgation process, and at that point in time, it became your proposal. So at this point in time, what's in front of you is finalization of the GFMP commission proposal. So yes, you would have the latitude to make amendments to it based on the fact that it is your proposal at this point in time. When you adopted the petition, you could not amend it. You had to make the decision of whether adopting the petition as it was or deny it at that point in time.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Sharp here. Tom, what do you think are the merits of, I like Commissioner Olson's idea of a, you know, the highs and lows and a medium over a three-year average. My concern is if we hit a kind of a rough patch and our average goes way down, mm-hmm. that it, would it make sense to not only use, do an either or, you know, either the average or a low of $20,000 or $30,000, so we always know that there's, the expectation is going to be you're going to have to raise X amount of dollars as opposed to just taking an average. Is there a way to make that work? Does that make sense to you, or is that just going to be fraught with problems?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Sharp, I'll be honest with you, I'm digging back in my mind of 10 years as I work for an NGO and fundraising out there and just thinking of the concept of a floor and raising those funds. I would say is when one of these entities moves forward with doing a fundraising event like this, obviously they have probably goals in mind, but I don't know that they can say for certain how many dollars they're going to raise. That being said, I believe if you put a floor in there, that may also dictate the individual entities that may decide to either put in or not based on their ability to reach that goal if you believe that's necessary to have in there. So it may also, at the end of the day, probably dictate the number of applicants you get just looking internally at their own abilities to generate those types of funds. That being said, I think it's going to be a very precarious spot for an entity to be if a floor is set, regardless what that number is, and they come up very short, and the requirement then is to return the funds to all those individuals or something, or especially if it went that far, unless they just you just say, well, then you're going to have to make up the rest. It will certainly make them think very hard as to whether they would decide to participate or not.
Commissioner Sharp here again. And see, I'm okay with that. I would like, you know, we hear from our hunters out there that the elk tag is a coveted tag, and I have no problem making sure that if you're going to take on the raffling of a very coveted tag, that the expectations are going to be quite high from the department side of things, and a certain amount of money needs to be raised. And it, in my mind, it wouldn't be giving back the money if the money didn't get raised. If you make an application, you're committing to the fact that you will raise X amount of dollars, period, if not more. Because we don't want to get into the situation where somebody makes an application, 10 people get together, form a nonprofit, they all throw in $1,000, and then they, between the 10 of them, one of them gets an elk tag. That's the downside if we don't create some very high expectations. So I'm really okay having a floor and an average, and really narrowing the focus of the people that want to apply for this to auction it off. Again, coveted tag, high expectations. So that's, I'm okay with that.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yeah, and then the Commissioner Phillips' question on changing the proposal. This group that asked for it has the right to say no. With the changes that you've made, we aren't interested, and we can still have it there as a ability for any nonprofit. Is that correct? Or?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Peterson, as the proposal and the rules are written right now, it's not specific to one entity. It's open to the 501c3 nonprofit organizations dedicated to wildlife management. So they, as the petitioner, would be no different than any other organization. They would have to apply for this and see if they are awarded the opportunity to raffle it. So if they did not like the amendment, they could say, well, we wouldn't put our name in it.
Commissioner Olson.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to amend the finalization to add a number 5 in the proposed additional rules that would state, and maybe we could work out the verbiage with staff at a later time, but said entity would also agree to meet and guarantee the net revenue of the historical Olympic average of the drawing number 1 and guarantee that those funds be used in wildlife habitat in South Dakota.
Is there a second? Question. Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you. Commissioner Olson, could you also add that a certain percentage of that would come back to the Black Hills for wildlife habitat in the Black Hills of South Dakota, since this is where the elk tag is coming from, not just South Dakota, but half of it would come back to the Black Hills?
Secretary Hepler.
Just a word of caution is we already have one raffle in place, and so if you go and establish different standards for a new raffle, I'd be concerned about the consistency, and people could say something about that. So as you go through this, and I know it's hard to do things on the fly, and anybody who's been in the legislature trying to do that realize that too. So if this is something you're really trying to do and you get close to it, then I'd suggest taking a time out and giving us a chance to look at this thing and make sure what we do isn't going to be rolled on us later.
That makes sense to me, because otherwise we get into refereeing conflicts that we create ourselves.
Mr. Chairman, I'd withdraw my motion and offer a substitute motion that we table any action for a month and allow the staff to come up with some different alternatives. And
okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there a third and a fourth and a fifth? All in favor of that motion to table, say aye, please.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? It's tabled.
So we're done with
finalizations, and we move to information items.